How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strike Force Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You know, that's something we'll need to that's your job.
Okay.
You need to get some liners, and I promise you, the president's sitting right here, you won't get kicked out of the lobby.
All right. Well, it's better than the other time I try to get liners.
I understand. So we'll definitely take care of it. All right, coming to you live from Doubletree Airport here as we get ready a couple days away, BKFC8 at the fairgrounds. Not to get ahead of ourselves, but let's get ahead of ourselves because you just announced, which is fairly uncommon, you announced the next card already, and it's not like January or February. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, that's why we had to announce it. And come next year, you know, we're figuring out our strategy because we're doing a monthly show. So you can't wait 4 weeks out to announce everything. So you have to be, you know, doing it in a way. We thought it was going to hype the show a little bit, bringing these guys out to the show. But, I mean, Artem Lobov versus Jason Knight rematch of Fight of the Year. One of the, you know, top fights of the decade. And maybe one of the top fights ever, really. I mean, these guys went in there, and they would rather die than take a backward step. And a lot of people are saying, well, is this next fight going to be the same? I mean, we're all going to see if it's going to be the same. But these are two guys that don't know really how to fight any other way. They have to go forward, and they have to be in your face. So we're going to see what happens.
Have you announced the fight card? Is that the only fight that you know or that we know so far?
And we didn't actually announce any other fights on the card yet officially, except for, which I'll make the official, our announcement right now. We're going to do Felony Charles Bennett. We'll fight Johnny Bedford in a 145-pound match. He's going to go up in weight. People did see Charles Bennett fight on a bare-knuckle card before, and he didn't do too well. But come to find out, and this is why I gave him another chance, is he actually had staph infection in his hand. And it actually went through his body, but he had it really bad in his hand. So he didn't actually break his hand. He had very, very bad infection, which, you know, really hurt his performance in that fight.
Sure.
And his contract is structured in such that if he performs, he gets paid decent. And if he doesn't perform, he doesn't really get paid too much at all.
A lot of people have nicknames. And more times than not, it really doesn't fit them. I mean, obviously, Antonio Bigfoot Silva, it fits them. But there's a lot of, you know, nicknames it doesn't. I think Crazy Bennett kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, you know, Crazy Horse is or was his name for a long time. But if you call him Crazy Horse, he hangs up the phone on me now. He's not allowed to be called crazy or some kind of legal thing. So
really?
His name is Felony Charles Bennett now.
That's even worse.
or makes Felony more Charles sense. Bennett.
You know, I saw Johnny Bedford was talking about that, you know, we're having a hard time, couldn't find somebody to step up. And interesting, because this is a fight, again, that the fans will definitely want to see.
Absolutely. You know what everybody really has to understand is we are just at the beginning.
Right.
We're creating all these champions. We're creating all the challengers. We don't have a lot of contenders at every different weight division yet. So we had to be a little tricky and figure out some different things to make sense. But we also have a really, really great fighter on this undercard of this Tampa show that I think is going to be a great opponent for Johnny Bedford for a championship title shot early next year is Dat Nguyen. He's like 22-2 or something like that as a professional boxer. The kid can fight. Fireworks all over the place on that fight. So, you know, if he comes through victorious on this one, he's got a tough fight, though. He's fighting Travis Thompson, who stepped in for an injured Matt Murphy, and Travis comes and brings it. He's in your face. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, yes, we try to come up with different things that the fans want to see, and
Has it been difficult to find new fighters? You know, this is such a young sport, and it's an old sport, young sport, and we've talked about that 100 X amount of years. But, you know, MMA fighters and boxers, it doesn't seem like they all want to jump right into this.
You know, the MMA guys are all over this. I mean, still 20, 30 applications a day.
That's awesome.
Coming through.
Wow.
They're coming through. It's just the boxers are starting to come over now. They're starting to come over. We just signed a former lightweight world champion DeMarcus Chop Chop Corley. He's signed to us now. We also have a former heavyweight contender. He fought for the heavyweight world championship, Amir Hardcore Mansoor. He just signed with us. I mean, these are boxers that weren't fringe contenders. These were guys that fought for their championships or were champions in their sport. So the lack of fighters is not really what we have right now. Right now, at this point, it's the lack of a lot of contenders, but we're building them. And by the end of next year, we're going to have our stables going to be out of control.
So with that being said, I mean, I know back in February you went to Cancun. You have a desire to make this a global and international company. Is having these two guys from Brazil a part of the building and finding new talent? Are you going to take this down to Brazil with all this interest being drummed up?
Yeah, Brazil is very interested in it. As you know, we have Brazilian legend coming to this fight, and we're talking to him, Wanderlei Silva.
You know, I hate that word. You know, I hate the word legend. It's the most overused word in the English language, but Wanderlei Silva is a legend.
What do we use?
Truly.
What word, right?
Yeah.
So it's funny. We were doing the commercial for the Jason Knight Artem 2 fight, and the first word was epic, and I said, I don't want to use epic, so we use legendary, and the same thing. I'm like, legendary, but that was a legendary
fight. Was. No,
that was
it
a legendary fight.
Absolutely.
So I think it fits him perfect. But, yeah, absolutely. We have to bring these guys from other countries here first because it has to be very popular in the United States before it takes off anywhere else, and it's becoming very popular. We will 100% in 2020 be in the UK. We're definitely going to do a show over there. We're talking right now. We're in talks with South Africa and China, so it's not going to be both of those, but one of those will be in 2020. So we will definitely do two foreign shows in 2020. Very, very excited about what 2020 has in store for us. The whole team is.
It definitely makes sense for boxers to transition over to bare knuckle. You know, there's always been that talk about boxers and MMA, and it's two entirely different sports. And even though bare knuckle is different, it's still close enough to boxing that it makes sense that they jump on board and jump on board early.
No, absolutely it does. Like I said to a couple of these guys as I'm pitching them to get involved, and some of the biggest stars in combat sports that I sat with last week, like one of the biggest legends ever in MMA, who's probably going to be coming over here by the end of the year. And I said to him, I said, look, there's 100,000 boxers out there. There's 100,000 MMA fighters. There's 200 bare knuckle fighters. You have a way bigger chance of becoming the star of bare knuckle fighting championship or bare knuckle fighting the sport right now because there's so few fighters.
Right.
So you can stand out so much more than you can stand out in any other sport at this time. And that's why guys, I think, like Antonio Bigfoot Silva and like Gabriel Gonzalez are giving this a shot because they get a chance to really revitalize their careers. Now, had they fought in an MMA fight, nobody really cares. I mean, they care, but they don't really care.
Right.
Now they're talking about
because they're both knockout guys.
Yeah.
You know, Gonzaga is a jiu-jitsu guy, but he's known for his big punches. And that is why this is intriguing. But how important is it to walk that fine line of a big name? You said a big name MMA guy might be signing. But they also have to be talented. They also have to still have something left in the tank as well.
Sure, right? This guy does. All over it. Trust me. He does. He's one of the hardest punchers that ever fought mixed martial arts ever. And you can take a guess at who it is, but legend, like unbelievable legend. But with that being said, is a lot of people were doing some articles leading up to this fight about how we're walking a fine line of whatever to whatever, whatever the words that they use, because we're using these former legends or these former top stars in our sport. But here's the thing is a lot of people on social media are going, build your own stars. Well, that's what we're doing.
Right.
We're putting these guys on the top to get the average fan to come watch our sport that doesn't know about our sport. And while they're watching them guys, they're going to watch a whole undercard of these guys that can really bang it out.
It's the exact same, you know, whatever that word is I'm looking for that the UFC does. That main card, you know, that the main fight, are, you know, are title fights. But the undercards and all that, they're building fighters as well. Wrestling. You know Ric Flair's on. You don't know everybody else. And that's how you get to know these guys or athletes because it's female athletes as well. I mean, that's the whole idea is to build up fighters.
No.
And you're doing it right.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. I mean, how do you just – okay, let me put in – this is a sport that hasn't been done since 1889. So where do I pick up
– that's an old fighter.
Where do I pick up 20 or 30 bare-knuckle fighters? I can. I'm developing them. And I think we're doing a hell of a job at developing them because we're finding out that some of these guys – didn't fare well in MMA because they weren't good ground guys or they didn't do phenomenal in boxing because they weren't really slick boxers. But put them in the middle ground here in bare knuckle fighting, and I truly believe it's as middle of any middle ground they can get between boxing and mixed martial arts because you do have the clinching and punching, and you know, with boxing you have the striking. So, I mean, doing this kind of thing that we're doing, we're definitely developing our own stars right now. We have a lot of guys that I think could really have star potential right now. We're also going to do something we haven't really done. We're going to create some more characters with it, not go over the top and be WWE, but create these characters so the average guy can be like, let me follow that guy. That guy was awesome in his promo. Let me go watch that guy again. Yeah, he can fight, but let me see what happens to him, you know, at his home or whatever, you know, whatever may happen.
Or vice versa is you want to build up where people don't like these guys or don't like these characters because people will pay money to watch this person lose.
Sure, there has to be a hero and there has to be a villain. There has to be. And I think One Championship is now doing their big thing on creating heroes, and that's great. But you, like you just said, the hero has to fight a villain. So you got to create some villains too. And we're going to do, you know, that the big plan for 2020 is to really, really just generate our own stars, is to put some of these bigger names in, but generate our own stars. So by the end of 2020, by the beginning of 2021, you guys are saying, oh, that's that bare knuckle fighter, not that's the legend from the UFC or that's the legend from Bellator or Pride. That's the bare knuckle fighter.
My biggest complaint, my biggest bitch is get there early. Please, fans, you bought a ticket.
Right.
You want a ticket on the radio. You want a ticket by finding the coin, whatever. Get there early and watch all the fights. It drives me crazy.
Some of the best fights are on the first fight of the night.
Well, absolutely. They're the fighters that are trying to fight to get to the main card.
Sure.
They're not that anybody doesn't give 100%. You can't give less than 100% after seeing – I've seen those, you know, speeches in the back.
Yeah.
So, of course, they have to do 100%. Get there early and watch it.
No, it's a big pet peeve for sure. No, Dave, I mean, we've been doing this a year and a half now, right? In the beginning, a lot of guys said there's a big difference between MMA striking and traditional boxing. How close is that gap now? Are these guys pretty even when they toe the line?
Yeah, no, they're definitely a lot more even in bare knuckle fighting, because it's not, you're not throwing with full force in boxing as you would throw, you know, with the boxing gloves on. And in MMA, this is a little more technical too. It's a little more technical, so you're not just flailing away. As these, some of these guys aren't great strikers in MMA with their hands, but in this they have to be more precise. So it's definitely, you know, they have to really, really understand what they're doing more. So it's a lot different for boxers than MMA. I think that's what makes it such an even playing field now.
And for you, like, which do you prefer, a real precision technical fight, like, or do you want just like a rock 'em sock 'em, just Artem and Knight, you know?
I mean, in between type of thing. Yeah. I mean, the boxing, the scientific boxing, like the sweetest science kind of fights, they're boring. And you guys know me, I don't like boring. I don't like those kind of fights. And they don't have to knock each other's heads off like Artem and Jason did, which was phenomenal for a sport. That's the fight to turn the corner for us.
For sure.
But they have to give it them all. They're all, they have to stand in there and bang it out. And I think the fans love when they bang it out. They love the sound of the knuckle hitting the face. I mean, that's the big thing here. And as we said, like you just said, come here early. Because our future stars are on those early fights, and they're giving the best fights of the night.
No doubt.
They are the best fights of the night.
You know, and the thing that I like about it, we've talked about this, is it's the family atmosphere. This is what the UFC was 15 years ago when it first started, and you see the fighters in the lobby. You see the fighters not only when they're walking to the squared circle, but they're back out at the squared circle signing autographs and stuff, which, you know, I'm like, if I was just in a fist fight, I want to lay down, I want to ice my, you know, whatever. They still want to be involved in the fans, and I think that's very important.
It is so important. And I think you said the right thing, like, it's a family atmosphere. Now look, we're a business and we want to grow to the next level and the next level and the next level, but we're never going to lose that. I'm telling you right now, we're never going to lose it. I get people coming up to me all the time and say, you didn't change one bit. Not that I'm anything big, but anywhere I go, you know, people talk about bare knuckle fighting now,
right?
And I'm the guy that developed it, so obviously a lot of people know who I am in that respect. We'll never change. We are who we are. We're always going to be the coolest guys around that can talk to the fighters. I'm a former professional fighter, as you know. I grew up in this. So, I mean, we're never going to lose that touch of reality. I mean, because that's who makes you who you are, and that's what makes these guys want to fight for us. And that's why I get along so good with these fighters, because I've been in there, and I know what they experience. I really, truly do.
The problem is all these other organizations, and you and I have talked about this, started that way, said the same thing, and, you know, 10 years later, they sell for $4.2 billion, and you can't even ring the doorbell.
Well, I mean,
you know, so I understand people saying that to you.
If we sell for $4.2 billion, then we'll be out of the sport, and we're going to live happily ever after. But, I mean, as long as we're in this sport, we're really going to treat everybody great. There's nothing better than it. I mean, there's nothing better than to be friends with all these guys.
Right.
And it's a fine line. You can't be friends with them, but be friendly with these guys. I mean, because they know that you're down earth. I think that's why these guys really want to come over and they can talk to me. Like Paulie Malignaggi, for instance, says to everybody, I'm the best promoter he's ever fought for, because I can talk to these guys. They can relate to them. And they really, truly like that. We're never going to lose touch of that. There's no way we'll ever lose touch of that. But, you know, hopefully we can sell for 10% of that.
Just remember me. I've had people, you know, when they've listened to the show or when it's eventually up on whatever those things are called, the podcast and whatever, they're like, so tell me again who Dave Feldman is. I'm like, no, he can't be the president. I'm like, no, he's the president. He's the guy that has started this whole thing. So, I mean, I get it. I know what people are saying.
That's awesome.
It's definitely cool. All right, let's go hit another break, coming to you live from the lobby here of the DoubleTree Airport in Tampa. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pumped. I want Antonio. Amazing. Let's go grab him and Gonzaga and let's just have the fight now. I don't want to wait till Saturday. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Travel around the world and you'll never have to leave St. Pete at the 45th Annual International Folk Fair, October 25th through the 27th, with the Betty Fox Band performing Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Gates open Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at noon. Visit over 39 countries, watch parades, sample their food, and purchase gift items. Check out the Beer Garden on Saturday with bands performing on the main stage. Admission is just $10 for adults, $6 for students, and children under 6 are free. It's the 45th Annual International Folk Fair at the Vinoy Park in St. Pete, all presented by spiffs.org.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Most exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane and the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back to you live from the DoubleTree Airport here, hanging out with the press. I mean, that's all. So I got my picture with President Trump.
Okay.
I haven't taken a picture with President Feldman yet, and I'll put the two up there together.
Well, you got to take it inside the squared circle.
Maybe I'll do that.
You have to.
Right.
You have it inside the ring with Trump. So you got to get with Feldman in the squared circle.
That's true. That was affliction.
President Feldman, that has a pretty damn good Feldman ring.
Sounds
to it.
Good, doesn't it?
Doesn't that sound great? President Feldman.
I love it.
All right, so sitting down, you know me, I don't do a lot of research. I don't read other people's stuff. I don't go to websites. I don't know anything.
Nothing.
Huh?
Breaking news. What do you got?
Did you tell him? No, I didn't read it. All right, so Kevin Smith, I hope I'm allowed to say his name wherever he is, sends me a video of BKFC shooting some promos.
Okay.
All right, so I don't know anything. I don't know anything about nothing. I just know that we have a local fighter, Reggie Pena, sitting down. First and foremost, how are you, sir?
Welcome,
how
Reggie.
We appreciate your time. So I saw the video. I guess there's a little bit of dislike between you and your opponent. Now, we were talking with the main events, and there is no dislike. What's going on?
Man, this guy made it a personal, you know, he tried to get famous. That's all it is. He tried to get famous off me. You know, I've had a little bit of success in my MMA career here in Florida. I'm kind of a name in the Florida area as far as the circuit goes. And, you know, he took an opportunity. It worked, you know, it worked. He got a little, you know, he sold the fight. So he tried to get famous off my name. He called me out. And so now, you know, I'm ready to put his mouth out.
And look how happy Reggie looks, too. You know, we're talking about Antonio and we talked about Gabriel, how they're all smiling. And it's like you're happy.
Yeah.
Normally, I would think I've never been in. Well, I was in one fight. He hit me one time and I got knocked out.
That's your brother. And he still loves you.
No, that was different.
There's no animosity.
This happened in high school because I talked to his girlfriend. He walked over, he hit me, and next thing I know, I'm sound asleep. But to be smiling and like loving life 3 days before a fist fight.
I mean, I'm going to war, man. I got the best job on the planet. You know? So, you know, I love it. You know, there's we're a different breed. You know, there's, you know, I get up for this. You know, this for me, I'm just excited. I'm excited to be a part of Bare Knuckle. I mean, this, you know, if you haven't watched Bare Knuckle show, you know, order the pay-per-view or get your tickets because it's going to be action packed. I mean, this doesn't come around too often. So I'm just excited to be a part of it.
There's a reason that I've been involved since BKFC one, you know, it is exciting. It is a totally different sport. You know, and you're right. It takes a little bit different of a person to now with you being a local guy. I think Spring Hill, right, yes. Right down the street. How much does that add to you for Saturday? Because you're gonna hear people in the stands screaming your name.
You know, it motivates me that much more. I mean, just to have my people behind me. You know, I've lived in Tampa and I grew up in Spring Hill, so I just have that home community from both sides, both, you know, all the different counties in the Tampa Bay area. And just to have that hometown support, it's amazing.
Can you really hear all of that in the middle of a fight?
You can feel the energy. You don't even need to hear it. You just feel the energy in the stands. You know, I mean, yeah, you hear people cheering, but it's more sense that presence, the energy that's there. You know, just, you know, vice versa. When you walk in enemy territory, you can feel that too. It's just a feeling. And, you know, I can't stop smiling.
I know.
I'm just excited to go to war.
Which you've got to like, Dave.
This is crazy, right?
Yeah.
They're all smiling ear to ear. They are. Now, look, Gabriel Gonzaga, who you said always has a smile on his face, in all honesty, I didn't want to say it in front of him because I didn't want him to kick me. But I never seen him smile, ever.
Really?
When I went to see him, we were like, what's going on here?
Maybe
he was
it's
smiling ear to ear on the interview. Like, this guy, they love this. It's an opportunity. Like I said, Reggie, and I think you can second this, is you've done it. You know, almost all you can do in MMA, and this is like a resurgence. It's a chance for a new beginning. It's a chance to stand out in something really fun, really cool, and the realest stuff there is out there right now.
Absolutely. You know, it's just a whole new beginning. I've competed in MMA. I've beat some guys, you know, some high-level fighters, you know, who have gone on to do big things, and I've competed in boxing. I fought the current heavyweight champ of the world. I mean, so now I get to test another avenue of combat sports, you know, bare knuckle fighting. I've been doing this since I was 11.
Right.
I know about this.
Right. It's what you've been done. But also, how much does it add that this is the ground floor? You know, we're 15, 18 months in to BKFC.
It's just, I mean, I'm just honored. I'm honored to be here. That's all I can say. And I'm here to, you know, I got to steal this one from Conor McGregor. I'm not here to take part. I'm here to take over. That's what it is.
You're a much nicer guy.
Better smile.
Thank you.
So maybe like this is a question for Dave as well, but you know, what makes Tampa Bay such a ripe like area? I mean, obviously this is the second time since July the BKFC is back. Last week we had the UFC here. You are a local fighter here. Like, what is it about this area in the country to make it such a great feeding ground for building new fighters in the future.
Philadelphia won't bring us.
I mean, that, but I'll be honest. Tampa's a melting pot, man. You have every different nationality here. You have a lot of different people in Tampa, and you have a lot of fight fans. This is a fight city. This is truly a fight city. Probably one of the top two or three fight cities in the United States. And what's realer than bare knuckle fighting? So why not bring bare knuckle fighting, that's the right. realest fight thing there, to one of the realest fight cities in the country? And we're here in Tampa. We love it here in Tampa. We are going to go down south in right around February, right around the Super Bowl, for a huge show that we're going to do. So we love it here in Florida.
Hopefully the week of the Super Bowl, because that would work out real well.
Against potentially a former Super Bowl player.
Really?
Yeah. He's probably going to be heading in the main event.
Really?
Yeah, there's a little tease for you.
Can you get it at the halftime show and bring the squared circle out in the middle and bang it out?
But isn't it J-Lo and... I don't even know who the other person is. Shakira.
Get him signed up.
Think of her name.
Female fight of the night.
So you mentioned about going into, you know, bad territory, you know, and we've talked about this being, you know, you're going to have a lot of the crowd. Which do you like better?
Wow.
I'm the heel guy. I want that.
You know what? I might have to agree with you. I kind of like being the bad guy. You know, like, I don't mind it. You know, it fits me out, you know. But I thrive anywhere. But, you know, there's something to be said about having your people behind you as well. So... You know, wherever I go,
you got to pick one.
Wherever I'm going, I'm putting on the show. Okay. That's what it is. So.
Since it's this Saturday in Tampa, we're going to say that the fan support is where we're going to go.
Of course.
Yeah. I was in Germany with the WBO Cruiserweight Champion, and I carried his belt to the ring, and we were booed the entire time, and we were booed through the national anthem. And, you know, if you know me and you guys know me, you know, national anthem, the flag. I mean, I called out Jason Knight. I thought he was going to kill me, but he apologized. I thought that was the coolest thing, to be booed because I'm an American in Germany.
Cool.
I thought it was outstanding. So how's training? You know, how different is training since you do all the aspects of it?
Training's going phenomenal. I mean, I'm right on track. I'm damn near on weight right now. I mean, I'm just I'm hitting all the milestones, and I'm right where I need to be. Couldn't be better. As far as changing anything up, man, I've been fighting professionally since 2005. You know, so there's not really a whole lot different. I mean, you know, I got strong knuckles. I got strong wrists. You know, I got calluses. You know, so, I mean, I just do a lot, you know, my typical boxing training. I do a little bit of, you know, every now and then I'll hit the bag with just my wraps. But besides that, man, I feel, you know, I'm ready. So.
All right, let's get to know you for a second. Okay. Four people are going to come over to your house for dinner.
Yes.
They cannot be family.
Okay.
They cannot be from your gym or anything like that. Living or passed away,
okay.
Real or fictitious? Who are you sitting down and having dinner with? Four people.
Wow, that's tough. Put me on the spot there.
No, it's really an easy question. I mean,
okay.
Most people don't want to talk about fights, so let's get to know you.
Okay. Well, let's go Broadway Joe, big Jets fan.
Okay.
So
friend of mine was part of the Sack Exchange, so yeah. Marty Lyons, local guy.
Yeah. Let's see where we're at. Probably Sly Stallone, you know.
We're best friends.
Oh, no, you're like Rocky.
That's true. I'm a Rocky, not
a Rocky. Rock,
you don't
okay.
Rocky. I don't care about Sly. Yeah. You care about Rocky.
Yeah. That is true. I want him coming as Rocky.
That's just because he's a Philly guy.
Yeah,
where all the best guys are.
So I was in Philly. I'm going to give you like 30 seconds to think about your other two. So I drove my little brother. You'll like this too. My little brother and I drove to Rocky's apartment.
Yeah.
Which is just outside of Kensington.
Yeah.
And we drove around the corner, watched a guy shooting up heroin. I'm like, I got to get out of here. I guess Kensington is really bad now.
It's such a shame, man. It's the heroin capital of the world. Yeah. I mean, it sucks to be known for that, man. Yeah. It's really unbelievable. It's horrible. And I wish someone would do something about it, man.
My uncle, the one I told you about the first time we met, ran a drug rehab center in Kensington. And so when we drove to Rocky's apartment, my little brother's like, wait a second. Unc lived 5 miles from here, and Mom and Dad never brought us here. My little brother was so mad.
Wow.
All right, your 30 seconds is up. Give me your other two.
All right, well, I mean, you said living or dead. I got to have my dad there. You know, my dad passed away.
Well, he's a family. No family.
Oh, no family.
Yeah, it's too easy. Everybody picked their family.
Can I get a mascot?
Yeah.
I got to have Lorenzo Hunt there. I need entertainment. I need someone to laugh at. So.
the reason that I asked this question is you never know where people are going to answer, and you do get to know people. Yeah. So I asked one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he said Hitler.
Yeah.
Now, being Jewish, it kind of concerned me a little bit. And he said, no, I wanted to know what was wrong with him. You know, what was his thinking and stuff? If you could get one piece of memorabilia.
Yeah.
Of anything, what would you want? What would you want to add to your house?
Oh, man. From anything?
Anything.
Man, these are tough questions. These are really tough.
Give them the best answer ever.
The best answer. Yeah. And the reason I continue to ask is because you never know when you're going to get that gem, right?
Yeah.
So I asked a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and he said, well, I don't really collect memorabilia. And I said, no, you got to pick something. Yeah. You know what he said? Jesus' sandals. That's the greatest answer ever.
That's amazing.
Winner, ever. Winner, winner.
It really is.
Chicken dinner.
So I don't expect you to top that.
Nah. Probably a game ball from the Jets only Super Bowl. That's it.
Okay. TV show. What's your favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show off the top of the head that I can think of. The last good one, Ozark.
That's good one. Great show. Yeah,
great show.
We always say, you know, Sam Shoemaker was an extra for that.
I didn't.
Yeah. No, I didn't. He was an extra. You know, the guy with the beard?
Yeah.
He was an extra for him.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
All right. You have four people coming over.
There you go.
David Feldman, president, Mr. President. All right. Again, no family members, nobody from the gym, none of your fighters,
none of the royal family.
Well, royal family would be okay.
We can't bring Damon. I mean, that's family.
Definitely Muhammad Ali. I'd love to have Muhammad Ali there and just pick his brain about what he went through. Probably one of the presidents, maybe Abe Lincoln. I think he was very historical. I'd love to get to know him a little bit. Jennifer Aniston.
I'm with you so far. I'm okay.
I would love to sit down at dinner with Jennifer Aniston.
See, I'm
getting married. I know, right? I'm getting married in January. This is not anymore. Man, I don't know who would be the last.
So now, are you a Friends TV show, or are you just Jennifer Aniston? No, I'm asking.
No, just Jennifer Aniston. Okay. I'm not a Friends guy. I just think
he's supposed to be Friends.
She's like very natural looking. She seems so real. Look, I don't know her at all, but she seems like a real, real person, and that's what I really like about her. And then I think Bill Gates. Bill Gates.
Interesting.
I love to pick his brain, man.
That would be
like good. I want to be around success, man. I love being around. I've been around everybody my whole life. I carried all my friends with me for a long journey everywhere. I always took care of everybody. But I learned recently that at some time you have to cut ties with certain people because they're actually pulling you back.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to, you know, I want to hang with the people that are going to take me to the next level. And Reggie Pena is taking me to the next level because he's going to put on one hell of a show on Saturday night.
Right.
I was turning that way. I was going to go that way. So the next 3 days,
yeah.
You know, how do you relax? Do you want to think about the fight? Do you not want to think about it? Do you want to get him out of your picture?
I'm always thinking about the fight. I've already saw the fight. The fight has already played out in my mind. I know what I'm wearing. I know what's going on. I know how I'm ending the fight. It's all in my head. I've already seen myself walk through the whole arena before. So, you know, right now I'm kind of just – I'm so excited because it's playing out. It's going to happen. So
So what will happen, and I'm sure it's happened before. Yeah. You've played it out. You see exactly how it's going to go, and then all of a sudden one thing doesn't go that way. Yeah. How do you adjust to
that? I'm a professional. I've been doing this, like I said, since 2005. So I just, you know, plan A, plan B, plan, you know, on to the next one. I mean, I have to see what he gives me and adjust accordingly. I mean, it's just an instinctive thing. You know, I can't really.
Since you're such a downer, you're really pulling this whole show down. Yeah. What excites you? You know, what gets you all excited? Because right now I'm bummed out.
BKFC, baby. That's it. You know, food, number one, food. I see all the food around here, so I can't wait to make weight and eat because I'm a fat boy at heart, man. That excites the hell out of me.
This is what we call a softball.
So since you're local, if you decide to drive to the dark side of St. Petersburg, come across the bridge. Okay. I have two pizzerias, and I will cook for you and your entire team. Your family are all welcome in my restaurant.
I think he's going to have to get security.
Here's the thing, and this happened the other day when a close friend, soon-to-be family, said, I fish at Disney.
Yeah.
You're welcome to come up anytime. And I say this all the time. Be careful what you wish for because all you have to – You know this better than anybody because if you say yes, I'm in. So
I'm in.
He will take care of you. Pizza, honestly, the best pizza you'll ever have.
Oh, wow.
And the healthiest you'll ever eat because I became a professional.
It's after the fight. Who cares about healthy?
I became a professional bodybuilder eating it. So if you need something healthy pre-fight, let me know. I got you.
What's your favorite pizza?
You know, I've been to I like mushrooms. You know, I like a mushroom with that aioli sauce and
I got you. Amazing. I just got back from Italy this week. Yeah. I'm all inspired. I got new ideas. I got new stuff. So come in. We'll do some stuff in the lab. After you use your precision hands in the
he's
square
gonna
circle,
he's going to make his pizza. Then you come make it. We bring fighters over and we teach them how to make pizza.
Here's what we love to do. We love to see these guys with the best hands, the hand-eye coordination, the precision of being a professional fighter fumble with
destruction of pizza.
It's like, wow, such a fundamental thing. You know. So we love to do that. We'd love to have you and your crew come in and
absolutely.
Host.
With everything that you've done, MMA, boxing, now bare knuckle, how far can BKFC go? How big can this explode? The world?
I have no doubt that it will. It will reach the UFC's level where they're at and possibly surpass it. I mean, you can just look at the numbers and where we're at now compared to where the UFC was in their inception, and it's, you know, we're there. I mean, so, you know, you get signed, you know, you already got the regulator on board. but then, you know, we got some big names, Hector Lombard, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll get Vandalay and some stuff going on, and, you know, it's going to, the sky's the limit.
Will you watch the fights after? I think there's, what, two fights or one fight after Reggie's on the card?
No, I think there's three fights after Reggie.
Okay. So after the fight, will you watch some of the stuff? Will you watch Gabe and Bigfoot? Or?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm a fan of those guys. You know, I've been around a long time, and I've watched their careers, and so, you know, I'll be watching.
I always ask athletes, whether it's football guys, when we do the Monday Night Players show, can you watch a fight? Can you watch whether it was last BKFC or the next one? Can you watch as a fan, or when you're watching, are you always trying to pick something that can help your game?
I can, but, you know, for the most part, I do watch as a fan. But if I see something that I think will work for me, or, you know, or if I see something that is possible and a mistake, you know, something to be cautious of and mindful of, you know, I'll put that in the computer, you know, but definitely I watch as a fan.
Absolutely. See, I watch totally different because I'm also an MMA judge here in Florida. Okay. So as a judge, you watch one way, and as a fan, you watch another.
Yes.
And meaning I may not watch the whole 3 minutes or the whole 2 minutes. You know, you look away. Or as a judge, you have to watch every second.
Yes.
So you do watch it a little bit different. All right, before we hit this break, kind of give me what you have played out in your mind. What should we expect to see Saturday night?
When knock Lorenzo Hunt out. Beep.
How much are you looking forward to this particular fight?
I mean, not just because it's a grudge and they really don't like each other, genuinely don't like each other. I really think these two guys are guys that stand in the middle of that square circle and bang it out. And we're going to see who's going to win. You know, I don't know Reggie's going to win. I don't know Lorenzo's going to win. I don't know. But I know that they're both coming there not to lose. And that's a great, great thing.
Cannot wait. Let's go hit our next break, coming to you live from the Doubletree Airport here in Tampa as we get ready for BKFC 8. And then BKFC 9 right around the corner. You got all you can eat lobster. You got all you can eat crab legs. I found those two places in Biloxi. I can't wait. Wow. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Travel around the world, and you'll never have to leave St. Pete at the 45th Annual International Folk Fair, October 25th through the 27th, with the Betty Fox Band performing Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Gates open Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at noon. Visit over 39 countries, watch parades, sample their food, and purchase gift items. Check out the Beer Garden on Saturday with bands performing on the main stage. Admission is just $10 for adults, $6 for students, and children under 6 are free. It's the 45th Annual International Folk Fair at the Vinoy Park in St. Pete, all presented by spiffs.org.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Wouldn't it be sweet to have an endless supply of Culver's fresh frozen custard? Do what we do. Pour fresh dairy into your temperature-controlled custard machine. Trust me, once you have one, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. Adjust flow to produce creamy ribbons of frozen custard. And lastly, do the spoon test to ensure smooth texture. Yum.
Better yet, come to Culver's and leave the whole frozen custard made throughout the day thing to us. Welcome to Delicious.
Most exciting fight promotion is back. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, live from the Florida Fairgrounds in Tampa, with a monstrous fight card, including Bigfoot versus Gonzaga, as Bigfoot Silva makes his bare knuckle debut against Gabriel Gonzaga. Plus, Jim the Beast Allers battles Julian Hellboy Lane and the semifinals of the Women's Featherweight Tournament. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship 8, Saturday, October 19th. Tickets available exclusively at bareknuckle.tv.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. 1.5 segments left here, coming to you live from. What do you want? Stay away from cookies, though.
Hey, gotta keep hydrated. Gotta get them ready for the fight.
You gotta make 185, Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie.
Yeah, just drink water. Appreciate your time,
brother, man.
Thank you very much. All right, so we are back. Real quickly, as we kind of just reposition ourselves, talk to us a little bit, you know, about your Italy trip.
Man, you know, it was amazing to take my kids overseas. You know, I got a chance to let them experience different cultures, different things. As you know, Bellator was in Milan, so I thought about taking the high-speed train up from Rome. But to be in the Colosseum, to see where the gladiators, like, did battle, and to just experience that firsthand.
What was his name from Gladiator? What was his name?
Crow?
Leonidas? Wasn't it Russell Crowe? Wasn't that him in the Gladiator?
Leonidas. But, I mean, it was just to capture that warrior spirit and to be a part of the BKFC and to have the career with Knockout Radio that I have, to actually be there where, like, it all originated, right? Like, the original Gladiator, like, inside the Colosseum in Rome.
Matt made a pizza at the oldest pizzeria in the world.
Really?
That's even cool. I don't like to throw many props his way, but that's pretty cool.
Well, BKFC was, Bare Knuckle was banned in 1889 on U.S. soil. I made a pizza last week in Naples that was founded in 1738.
Wow.
So you talk about history and, like, the origin of the world. It's just amazing. I got to take my kids. I think my daughters benefited the most. They went from little kids to, like little girls. Like, now they know the world is possible. Anything is possible. And to be a part of that and to be a part of this and to see these modern-day gladiators, you know, like Gabriel Gonzaga and Bigfoot Silva battling it out, bare knuckle, the way it was founded and started and supposed to be. It's just, I'm living a dream along with all these guys. That's why I'm smiling from ear to ear, just like Reggie.
I thought it was just because you didn't have to go to work.
Oh, yeah, and I played hooky from work.
You know, and one of the things that I enjoy about it is, and I know, David, you and I have talked about it, is these guys seem to be genuine. They seem to be having a good time. You know, when it's work, but it doesn't feel like work, you know, that's their job. This is our job. You know, to see so far everyone that's come by, whether they've been on the show or not, are smiling. Yeah. That has to say a lot about you and about your company as well.
Yeah, man, I think so. I actually spoke to Paulie Malignaggi the other day for the first time actually since the fight. I actually spoke to him, and he's very, very bitter. Not at us at all. He's bitter at the judges. He thinks he said, you know, I said, what do you think about commentating? He's like, I'll never look at them Florida judges again. And as a matter of fact, it'll be a problem. I'm like, all right, we'll stay out of Florida then. But he said, the one thing that you told me the whole time, and it was so correct, is that it's definitely safer. He said, I was not beat up, sore like I am after a boxing match. Yeah, I had a cut, and I had, you know, I felt the punches, but nothing crazy. He said, you said it was going to be safer, and it was absolutely safer. And, you know, it's amazing.
Why has it taken so long for the national media to grasp that? You and I have talked about it. I was talking to all the Buccaneers, and quite a few were coming on Saturday, and I kept telling them how much safer it is, and they don't buy it. They don't believe it. And then I go through, and I'm explaining all this, that the whole argument with MMA was it was safer than boxing. So if MMA with a 4-ounce glove is safer than boxing, wouldn't no gloves be even safer?
Here's what to tell your football friends. Put your helmet on and run your head into a wall. Now take your helmet off and run your head into the wall. How hard are you going to do it? You're not going to do it as hard as you are with the helmet on. Same exact thing. You're not hitting as hard, so you're not taking the continual pounding with a helmet, with a glove, as you are with a bare head.
Right.
You're just not doing it. It's not the same thing. That's a great analogy.
It really is.
I use that. Now I don't need to. Now I have all the medical stats. I have all the injury reports when I pitch new commissions. But before I did, I'm like, how do I explain this to them? And this was the one that got over the best. And in layman's terms, let me ask you a question. And I brought a glove. I said, do me a favor, put the glove on. Hit the wall. And they would hit the wall. I said, now take it off, hit the wall. They would like tap it. Right. And I would go, do you understand the difference? Do I even have to say any more? And they were like, wow. Wow, that's unbelievable.
So are commissions starting to change? Or yes. Are we still – well, it is changing.
Yeah. We have 8 states right now. We didn't announce all of them yet.
Right.
And I just can't announce them because I don't want to leave room for competition to come in yet.
Right.
Not that I'm trying to monopolize anything. I want competition. I want to be the first in the state only because I want to set the bar. I want them to know if you want to come in and do bare knuckle fighting and put these guys' lives in danger or whatever it may be, that do it to this standard. And then it won't be in danger like it will be with other organizations.
What has the commission been against? What don't they grasp, and why, or whatever commission, whatever state, you don't need to say what the state is, but what is their hang up?
It's perception. They don't have a hang up. They don't have a real true hang up. They make stuff up. Like the one guy said, well, it's the quality of fighter. And I go, what? Quality of fighter? I just had a former future Hall of Famer fighting against a guy that's been in there with everybody. What do you mean the quality of fighter? It's not the quality of fighter. I have great fighters in there. Yeah, maybe they don't have a great MMA record because they got tapped out, but when they stand up and bang, they're knocking people out. It's all perception. It's really, truly all perception. And we are changing the perception now because when you have guys like Artem who was swollen so bad, right, and said, I didn't even have a headache. That says something, right?
And, of course, I don't want this to come across wrong because they're both friends of mine, but I watched the 30-30 last night with Tito and Chuck. Didn't a state commission that fight?
Yeah.
And if a state can commission that fight, wow. So, God, what?
No, I just think, when it comes to player safety, you see in the NFL, you know, you can't hands to the head or anything. So, I guess my question to you is, like, last week at the UFC, there was a controversial here about a fighter taking too much abuse, too much damage, too much.
But let me just jump in for a second because I'm very passionate about this. That's not the promotion. That has nothing to do with the promotion. You know, and that's what drives me crazy.
Sure.
You know, that they'll blame the promotion. It's not the UFC's fault. If that happens on Saturday, it's not bare knuckles
fault. Right.
Is it
the commission?
The commission.
No, but on that note, Randy, I do talk to the referees. I go like this to the referees. I say, look, we're under the microscope. Everybody's watching us, wanting us to fail. They want us to fail, and we're not going to fail. So what I need you to do is, if you think for a second I should stop that fight, stop the fight. That's what I say to them. I say, I can't tell you what to do, but I'm telling you, if you think, maybe I should stop that fight, stop it. It's done. Don't give them too much punishment. I do lean to them on that. Now, it is on them. It's on the commission. But I at least point them in that direction that, look, we're not trying to let these fights go any longer than they should. And some people, you know, there's a lot of fights out there that people say, did that go too long or didn't it go too long? Well, look, there's some fights that the guys don't have a mark on their face and they're dead. They died.
Right.
They literally died.
Sure.
And so you can't really tell.
I think that's going to lead to your growth, is that the safety of the sport and these guys coming into these wars being cut up and be ready to fight again in 4 weeks or 6 weeks. Like Artem, I mean, he bounced back right from the night fight and was ready to fight again against Paulie. So how fast they recover and how ready and eager they are to get back in there. That says a lot about the safety of your sport.
And I want to throw a question to you guys. I mean, you've seen all of our fights. Did you really see, I mean, how many fighters have we had? Almost 200 fighters now. Have you seen any, even one, maybe one fighter that probably shouldn't have been in there? I mean, they all look like they competed well on an even playing field. You know, some people got knocked out. I mean, it happens. Right. It's combat sports. But it wasn't like, why I'm saying this is some of them say, you're exploiting these older guys. You're doing. I'm not exploiting them at all.
Guys, yeah.
I'm not exploiting anybody. Nobody. I'm giving them an opportunity to fight on an even playing field. Gabriel Gonzaga versus Antonio Bigfoot Silva is an even playing field. It's absolutely a very even playing field.
No question.
Yes, they're both 40. There you go. They're both 40. I'm not putting a 40-year-old in with a 20-year-old. I'm putting a 40-year-old in with a 40-year-old in that can both really bang right now at their age. It's going to be a great fight.
No, it is going to be a great fight. And for anybody that doesn't want to watch this, either on pay-per-view or come down and get a ticket and watch it, I know that people that came out to the last one, they loved it. They loved the fairgrounds. They loved the whole setup. Yeah. And, you know, I have a friend that's running around here taking some photos who was up in the stands. And his photos and his seat was awesome.
All right.
So there is not a bad seat in there.
No bad seats.
Did you guys have to expand the arena last time?
We expanded it up.
Yeah, I saw the moving bleacher sections, like, to accommodate the more people that showed up that. I can't wait for Saturday. It's going to be even better than last time. Only a couple minutes left, David. Talk about the times. When do the doors open? When's the first fight? Because people are going to want to get there a little bit early because of there's the gun show and there's the concert as well.
So what we're doing is something a little special. I'll tip you guys off. So doors open at 6. First fight is slated for 7. It's going to start about 7:15, first fight. What we're going to do at 7:45 is we're actually going to do a mini press conference with Artem and Jason Knight. So we're going to do that inside the square. So we can give media a chance to ask them some questions. We're going to take that out by 8:05, and we're going to do the last preliminary fight, and then we're going to do the 9 pay-per-view fights starting at 9 p.m. But the doors open at 6. The activities really start at 7:15, goes live on pay-per-view at 9 p.m. Eastern time, and it should be about a 2.5 to 3-hour broadcast.
Pay-per-view, where do people go? How do they get the pay-per-view?
People can get more information on the pay-per-view at bareknuckle.tv, but it's literally on every cable or satellite provider in the United States and Canada. If you're not in the United States or Canada, or you want to watch it from your mobile device, you can do that through fight.tv.
When do you sit back and take a breath? Now, you've already announced the next one, so I don't even know if you're going to have time after.
You know, we have a huge year planned next year. I'm getting married January 11th, and I'm saying, when am I going to sit down and enjoy this? Like, the 2 days, we have 2 days afterwards, and then I have to get back, and I'm like, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to make it happen. Look, I'm finding right now really how to balance certain things. I am, and the things that I used to really get stressed out about, if they're out of my control, they're just out of my control.
Well, you got
to
let it go.
I can't. If I advertise the hell out of this show, like, unbelievably, it's the best advertised show we've ever done. We hired a new marketing team. It's phenomenal. If they don't buy it, I couldn't do anything else.
Right.
That's it. So that's out of my control, right? I think they're going to buy it. It's a phenomenal show. It's a phenomenal sport. But what I'm saying is I'm getting all the things that are out of my control out of my life. If it's out of my control, I don't stress over it. So what I do is basically I try to take some, you know, most Sundays – to, you know, have some time with the family and with the fiance and, you know, do things like that. But I mean, when does it really stop? It's funny. This is great. She just opened up a hair studio. My fiance Christina, she just opened up a hair studio. Why I'm telling you this is, you're on the phone. She opens up the hair studio. Babe, you're on the phone. You're on the phone. You're on the phone. You're on the phone. Do you understand? It was the best thing that ever happened to me professionally. It's because now she's like, wow, I really get it. And I'm only doing something small compared to what you're doing. It was the best thing that ever happened. So, I mean, it's just really finding a balance. And I don't find a lot of time because, truly, I don't want to put anybody out of business or anything like that. But I want to, in my own little world, I want to take over the combat sports world. Like, I think we have a product that most of the mainstream people can really stomach and watch and enjoy once they get beyond that P word, perception.
Right.
Once they get beyond the perception of it, it's a phenomenal sport. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is absolutely outstanding. As always, David, thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you, guys. It's
being involved for the past 2 hours, Saturday night. Meet me. Join me out there. And I will be there early. I will be there late. We're going to have a lot of fun out at the fairgrounds for BKFC 8, Gonzaga versus Bigfoot, and a whole lineup of great fights. We want to thank the DoubleTree Airport for having us out here. And now let's head to Torta Pizza for some pizza. See everybody next week. Back at the press box on Monday.
with Mr. Wells, the brand new offensive lineman for the Bucs, and of course your Super Bowl champ, Dexter Jackson. Until then, have a good day.
I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move before they raise the parking rate. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.